1-800-325-3325.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, and the Get Prepared Expo seminar schedule is now published. It's on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one, and you can find a story that will show you the schedule. It is an absolutely unbelievable schedule. Five seminars running every hour simultaneously, five seminars per hour. If you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you're probably going to need to bring four other people with you, each sitting in a different seminar, if you want to have coverage for all seminars. It is that big. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today's class ought to be a lot of fun. It always is when Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. He's a science advisor to Art Bell. And this morning, I've got lots of questions about the television series, The X-Files. It probably is one of my very favorite television series. I own the DVD set of all episodes. And I found it fascinating when it was current, and I still find it fascinating today. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning, Vince.
Rick.
Yes.
Good morning.
Well, maybe.
Rick, I understand. Rick, I understand that you're going to be coming to the Get Prepared Expo, and we're going to pick you up at the airport, and you're going to be staying with us at the farm.
I'm really very excited to meet you and Sandra, and you know, the Ziggies. I'd like to see what Ziggies looks like when you did that one interview and you said, Rick, do you know that you can hear a pin drop? I'd like to see that. See if that's really true.
Well, I want to tell the class what you're talking about. We had a meetup class at a restaurant. We have a meetup every Friday night, and the restaurant's name is Ziggy's. And Ziggy's is located at a motel in Springfield, right in the center of Springfield. And the motel is called the Lamplighter South. And so it's Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. And Ziggy's is a restaurant that has it's a cafe, and it has about 160 seats. And lots of times we take over the entire restaurant. We cause all kinds of problems because there are other people that want to come in, and they just have to join us and fit in with whatever we're talking about, whether it's solar power, wind power. Yeah, bear with it. Yeah. And then Rick Miller was with us one day, and we did a live remote teleseminar. So we set up a PA system in the restaurant, and Rick was talking about so many fascinating things that people were really quiet when they were eating. You could really hear a pin drop in the restaurant because everyone was paying so close attention to everything you were saying. And that's what Rick was talking about. But so, Rick, you were involved with the X-Files, the real X-Files. In the Pentagon, I understand that you were the lead Navy physicist. Is that right?
Well, for a period, yeah, about six of the 11 years I worked with Navy. I worked out of anesthesiology, out of the University of Washington, and was under the smoking man, the one that they allude to in the X-Files, that was Dr. Carl Schleicher. He existed. He was like the real deal. In fact, he smoked a lot. That's where they got that mentat of, you know, the smoking man. I was part of a larger team of individuals with unusual backgrounds. And basically, it wasn't two of us. I remember the original workup I did for Fox actually had eight individuals in the team, and then we would, in different projects, adapt other people in, or with expertises in, let's say, biochemistry or geology or whatever, predicated on, you know, what the situation, it, you know, called up for expertise. I was the physicist, so I usually was the lead in determining what we might need that I didn't have in my background, which was mostly always, because, you know, most of the things that we did, I wasn't prepared for it. It was like catching flies. My mouth would be open in disbelief. And interestingly, even going back after 40 years, there's things I still don't have a clue what they really mean. I saw things that I have no idea what they really mean. I saw blood that had nanites in it, not our blood, that was for, you know, rebuilding something up that got smashed up in a four-plane system. You know, in other words, it was what you would call for immortality. And yet it was not at all. It was a type of blood that would go in and reconstruct damage. It was amazing. I've seen artifacts. Most of our work back then was not so much centered around aliens. We knew about aliens, but at that period of time, we were much more worried about what the Russians were doing with their own reverse engineering and or breakthroughs in conceptuals. Russia itself was not, you know, they were mostly a bunch of hystericals. There were a few good scientists, but mostly the best scientists were out of Europe, were coming out of Yugoslavia. At that time, some of the breakthroughs and advances and individuals like Dr. Milan Riesel or Yanov or some of the others, they were miles ahead of anything that we had going in the United States. And so we were cutting new ground, and there was this credibility of we don't understand it, but we're not going to poo-poo it because we don't understand it. And things like extrasensory perception, back then, there were a lot of people that didn't believe in that kind of thing. And so we were breaking ground doing the studies. Dr. Rind, of course, at Duke, had done monumental work in breakthroughs in that. And later, when he retired, they set up the foundation for the study of man across the street, which was, you know, Dr. Rind Institute. And really, that was the metaphor place where they would put gifted children that are now being called alphas. But back then, they were gifted children. They were individuals that were able to reproduce paranormal phenomena. How does that work? And how can we integrate that into a super soldier or something related? That's why the last book I wrote, The ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis, that part was the first protocols developed for Navy SEALs. They weren't interested in SEALs that could, you know, blow up bridges or could take on six men. The first criteria was their intuition. How close were they in touch with themselves? And the closer one is to being in touch with oneself, the more functional you actually are in the physical world. The physical world isn't real. And that's one of the first things that we realized. And so intuition and the concept of ESP took on a completely different veil in terms of what it might represent in the possibilities of man's consciousness and, you know, evolving.
Rick, you're talking about reverse engineering. And, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking back to the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the United States seemed to have a quantum leap or some kind of an advantage over the rest of the world. We engineered better, faster, smarter. We had job shops that could make new widgets faster, cheaper, smarter. What caused that? Was that part of reverse engineering?
Yeah,
what gave us this?
Scientific research laboratories and the experimental research station, with DuPont, and IBM. Yes, there was a tremendous breakthrough from where we had started with monolithic circuits and the concept of what we call a photonic device, you know, that it converted light into energy. But where did that all come from? I don't know. You know, Roswell, the Bermuda Triangle, there were lots of rumors about that kind of thing. At that time, basically, our approach was, they never gave me full disclosure. I'd walk into a room, and here is something like an artifact, let's say. And I am now to try to, as best I can, with my skills and all the toys at my command, like mass spectrometers, whatever, I would then try to figure out what we were dealing with. Okay, I saw a material at the University of Chicago. Basically, it was an artifact. It was not made by human. Okay, where did it come from? They never tell you that part. It's not necessary. What is it? Well, I don't know what it is. What was my first experiment with it? Well, what I would do is I would, for example, fire a 50 caliber cannon at it and then go down and look at lattice defects on under an electron microscope. And guess what? It didn't look like anything we had on Earth, and I was a solid-state physicist, so what am I looking at? Well, my report ended up saying this material appears to have been bonded on a submolecular level with concepts and technologies we do not yet have. And it was like electrophoretic in it was electrophoresis. They have superconductivity at room temperature. It would absorb the bullet, the material would wrap around it like a foil, and then the foil would start to flow. It was real weird. It would flow like water and take on its original shape, like there was a memory, an epigenetic thing, like on the DNA or something. There was something more going on there that we had not yet described.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Talking about the X-Files, the real X-Files. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I only have some of the controls. Alex has the majority of the controls on this broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us today, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, in 2 weeks. That's Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And I'd like to offer our class, those of you that are listening right now, a pair of tickets if you'd like to be our guest at the Get Prepared Expo. November 3rd and 4th, you may attend as our guest. Just go to usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. Click on the contact tab. Send us an email, say, GCN, free tickets, please. And we will send you a pair of passes for the full weekend, 73 seminars, all included. No strings, no hidden agenda, just free passes to the Get Prepared Expo, and you'll get a chance to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's going to be presenting some seminars. He's going to be signing books. Rick, you've got some books that are available. Why don't we talk about one of them for a second and how to get them? How about the one you mentioned?
A lot of books because I've been writing for 40 years. Most of your listening audience probably has one of my books from the distant past, doesn't even know I'm the same person. I've had so many different careers.
Okay. Well, what would you recommend?
Well,
the latest one is Nick Baggett published
with Earth Pulse Press, which is called ESP Induction through forms of self-hypnosis. Matt Stein and I did a wonderful 4-day event in Reno last weekend, described as urban survival skills, and the Sunday workshop had 78 people attend using this book. It was called Critical Decision-Making Power Tools as Used by Navy SEALs. And this was, the ESP book, was the first protocol of 8 protocols I developed for Navy SEALs to make them supermen. This is not the so-called super soldier program. This predates that in terms of what we did to make Navy SEAL units the fighting teams that they are, the first response to do something. They're not Marines anymore. We're talking about, you know, for intel going in on a quiet mission, taking care of business. And I trained the SEALs with specific protocols that would make them even more effective, that's a good word, than if they had been on their own. And we fine-tuned them so that the skills that they had were maximized and took full advantage of their level of consciousness. That's what we did. We outthought everybody.
So, Rick, if someone wanted to get a copy of your book, could they just go to Amazon, go to your website?
That's a good place. Yeah, Amazon has them. My website has them. I have orders that come in through PayPal where they order directly from me if they don't want to use Amazon. And some people, like someone this morning is in New Zealand, and, you know, we ship to New Zealand a little more freight, but it's book rate. And I have a lot of books, you know, The Modern Alchemist. In agriculture, I'm probably one of the more prolific writers since Rudolf Steiner. And, basically, that is my logo now is known as the Postman. What I do is network rural communities and bunkers based on my previous work with military. You wanted to go back to the X-File thing for a moment. You know, it wasn't like TV. Whenever there was something very weird that required study, they didn't call it X-Files. It went into a special study group called MRU, or Mankind Research Unlimited. And that was Dr. Carl Schleicher, later known as the Smoking Man. You can find all kinds of things about him on the website. My ex-wife, Iona, is CIA and wrote a lot about him, wrote a paper about my work with military called I Married the Wizard of Oz. If you Google that up, I Married the Wizard of Oz, you'll get a detailed background of some of the work she saw me do while I was working Navy intelligence.
Richard Allen Miller will be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Why should I have got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to get to Dr. Richard Allen Miller's website, you can go to richardallenmiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com. And there's a link on our website, USAPrepares.com, page one. You can click on his name, and it will take you right to his website. So if you're driving and you can't write it down, just go to usapreparers.com, and you can get his books that way. Rick, before the surface-mounted devices and electronics, there was the integrated circuit technology, and before that, the transistor. Was a transistor reverse-engineered?
I don't know. That's what I did my master's in, was in solid-state physics under R.B. Murray at Delaware. and right across from Princeton there. And he was a Nobel Prize winner in monolithic circuits. I don't know if you remember that term. And we were just beginning to understand different kinds of gating processes. At my undergraduate work at Pullman, I was at Wazoo, they brought in a little-known professor from England to chair the physics department called Raymond Band, later known as Band Theory, Forbidden Zones, and Event Horizons. Now, that concept started at Pullman, and they started training me then to understand solid-state physics. And then when I went to work for DuPont, he's the one that sent me to Delaware, where I took solid-state physics. I have my old textbooks and everything. It was really interesting. And that's where we started talking about how matter enfolds into or out of itself, better known as Bravais lattices from Pythagoras. And if that stuff, I remember there was a jump from vacuum tubes and selenium rectifiers to the concept of diodes and gallium arsenide, where you take two types of indium or some of the other lighter metals, and when you would put them together, it would create a forbidden zone, later known as registers, for storing data bits. And they started with such things as and, or, and not, you know, binary systems. And then Corning at MIT, I took a course at MIT during this period, they had a thing called NOR NAND logic, which was basically object-oriented. We were just starting to understand now, not so much the way space and electrons moved with orbitals and storing information. Now we started talking about band levels, and that's where Raymond Band stuff originally came in. And there is a question in my mind that they didn't orchestrate this, because I started UW, but they somehow got me to go to Washington State University and study under Raymond Band, which was, at that time, he had written a book called Mathematical Physics, and it was just now starting to talk about time and space, where you would have an event horizon, or what we call in crystal physics a precursor wave, like when an event, let's say a color center or something like that, was going to occur at a different part in the cell, a crystal, there was a advance notice going through the crystal. That concept allowed us to now approach the nature of information differently. That's where, by the way, while I was in grad school, that's where I met Gabor, who was the holographic, materials. I actually, in 1967, walking down a hall, looked in a lab and saw an operational three-dimensional color TV. I saw one. And this was Gaber's lab at Gabor. And that led me to write about a holographic concept of reality, which basically is about time, is about information, not space-time. Space-time is actually an illusion. It's not real, which means history, as we record it and understand it, is not real. What does that mean, or what could that imply in terms of the way information folds into or out of itself? And really, that's where the ESP all started to come together, because it turns out that you can, with your own mind, be able to jump concepts of physics, of statistical invariance, by your abilities of guessing using your gut as a source of information. It turns out, how do you do that? How does that work? Does that mean that there's some kind of tap into epigenetics in your DNA? We really don't understand those very natures of things. I will say, however, an alien vehicle is not going to crash because we shot it down. That's crazy. And so what it probably means is red herrings, like leaving the savages flintlocks, you know, getting in the rain. You know, they, for example, solid-state physics and that whole technology of fiber optics, that kind of thing that came out of Sandia, all of that is not very well suited for space. It is in some ways very limiting because, you know, a solid-state physics device has a half-life of only maybe 8 years with gamma rays and all the rest of it coming down and damaging the crystal like the rag top on your sports car. It will cause that plastic to turn black and at some point has so many lattice defects in it that it's not functional in terms of checksum error and, you know, the way you do a register of information in a forbidden zone, what we call bandwidths. I don't know,
Rick,
if that may be sense.
Have we reversed?
What I'm trying to say is, Rick, I don't know, because they never even may. I had top secret clearance. I had vault permits. I had a yellow badge, an orange badge with green tags on it. And that means I had access to certain vaults that even two-star generals couldn't walk into. I was a reader. That's what I did. I didn't know what I was going to be reading, and I tried to connect dots. Mostly I wasn't able to, and then much later I discovered connecting dots is arbitrary. They all connect. That means there is a five space, and all that it might imply in dimensional physics. And so what is solid-state physics? What is a monolithic circuit? How do we go to vacuum tubes up into? You know, Corning had developed at that time, like a Nikola Tesla, they had developed a technology using puffs of air for space and had a computer using Schmidt triggers that were way more evolved, advanced, and smaller and perfect for space. Because using puffs of air in space was not the same problem of having a solid-state physics device where you had a gamma ray coming in and disrupting your register. It's today, to be in space rather than here on Earth is extremely dangerous. One of the first things that all NASA wanted was some kind of protective device for gamma rays and things of that nature. You couldn't wear enough lead. How do you do that? Well, I saw a rare article in Scientific American. I saw one article, and then it was gone, and no more mention of it. That's how it works. When they publish something and then they stop publishing, that's when red lights go up on my board. And what it was, they had used a monofilament wire, copper wire, that would reflect gamma rays because of the geometric structuring of the wire. And it was a little suit that you could put on like you see on aliens or something. And where is that? Well, for astronauts, I don't know. You know, they never brought me into the full gamut of it. But back even then, we were working in that direction. And so solid-state physics that supposedly came out of Roswell or the Bermuda Triangle might have been, like Ted Lohman said, a red herring. I will say this is something I believe as a scientist. I believe we had a close encounter in the 1850s. I believe technology was exchanged back then, not more recently. And there are now two human cultures, one with and one without real space travel. And I think Mars and other things of that nature have been colonized a long time ago. I saw top secret documents when I worked in 1970 at Boeing. I saw documents to indicate joint manned expedition to Mars in 1968, 1 year before we went to the moon. Why? Well, we were never really interested in the moon. It didn't have anything but a gravity well. If you were going to do anything in space, it would be best suited in what they called a Lagrangian 5 state, where it was not very costly for fuel and movement. And the moon didn't even have cheese. I mean, you know, it didn't have anything on it. There's everything that you would want to do would have to be brought there, whereas Mars has water. In fact, Mars has more water than Earth. Go figure. And worse, still, it's a new form of water, what they call structured water, that is a slushy ice at 100 degrees below Fahrenheit. And we have concepts of structured water now. This is where it's leading us into cold fusion and things of that nature. And the more we discover, the more we find unusual things. My X-File thing would take me to Antarctica, for example, and that cavern that they have there that's over 1 mile deep with atmosphere and clouds in it. I would not have ever believed that possible until I actually saw it. And then to realize that the entire Earth is like that. There are underground caverns everywhere. And that's what I'm doing now, is networking bunkers and rural communities, you know, to set them up like little kibbutzim for an infrastructure for when the grid does go down. And it is going to go down. That is a fact. It already has in several locations and caused massive havoc. Imagine what would happen in East L.A. when the grid goes down. That's where you get a zombie, you know, someone out of food.
Rick, when we come back, I'd like to find out if there are people at high levels in the government who are really worried about something happening and what that something might be. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Rick Miller, we'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And we've been talking about the X-Files, possible reverse engineering of alien technologies. And I'd like to suggest that if you'd like to come to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he will be at the Get Prepared Expo in 2 weeks right here in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website, so just go to usapreparers.com and just go to the contact tab, and at the bottom of that page you can send us a note saying free passes, please, and we'll send you free passes for two people for the weekend. And that's at usapreparers.com. Rick, are people in high levels of the United States government, people that are in the know, are they worried about some event happening that they are preparing for? Can you share that with us?
Well, how could they not be? I mean, how could they not be? The exposed plutonium at Reactor 4 in Fukushima is still uncapped. Any global event is going to probably take care of Japan, where it no longer exists as a continent. What's going to happen with that plutonium? Now, that one is a planetary killer. That's not about cesium-137 or strontium-90 or any of the other side things like with, Three Mile Island or Chernobyl. This is, like, real serious. And I noticed that nobody is talking about it. And,
we are
on radio, right? or the presidential debates or anything like that.
That's true.
Yet, it is a disaster for mankind waiting to happen. And when I say a disaster, I mean it is a planetary killer. If that plutonium gets loose, even a bacterium living 2 miles down in a lava tube is going to die. There are, from the particulate matter from Fukushima, when particulates fell down in various points of the United States, we have on my website mutated dandelion, just where a particulate came down and caused that dandelion to have a root that's, or a leaf stalk that's, 4 feet high. How does that work? And we're seeing it all through Japan. I would not visit Japan right now for any reason. It's a very cold country, but I would think that it's not very safe, and certainly nobody's giving full disclosure. You know, in San Francisco, the cesium-137 levels in milk are now 100% above EPA standards. And do you think the public's being informed of that? FDA came out and said that those numbers were arbitrary and not to worry, and that was all that was said. Right now, today, there is a major thyroid epidemic from people that were born from 1950 to 1970. 1 in 4 people have a thyroid problem because of the above-ground Utah experiments that they did in 1953 and how it got in to the milk supply in Idaho. And I'm here to tell you that there are things going on. Public is not being given disclosure on. And, yeah, how could these upper echelons not be frightened and worried? We're 1/10 of a second to midnight now with that Fukushima and Reactor 4. That is alone. And then you start to, like, the Lamrid fault lines with 16 reactors on it. But we have any kind of global event, a pole shift, an earthquake, an island like the island of Hawaii going down into the ocean and changing the coastline of Oregon and where I live. These are all scenarios that are developed by the Navy as what ifs. And just like we did in the early 70s with Fox Bet and the Russians. And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm a concerned scientist. I have a lot of concern. And how does one survive some of this? You can't live underground long enough. You know, if plutonium gets loose, we're not talking about, you know, 100 years or, you know, 50 years or a nuclear winter. We're talking about several 100,000 years of life.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, bring us good news. And Rick, I saw one of those dandelion leaves that was 3 feet long as a result of the radioactive leak at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparers.com. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about prostate cancer with Dr. Norman Shealy. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.